back. Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Angie_Skates and on the gram at Big_Ange.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Kels. We're back again. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheUrbanGypsyLA.
Well, we got another good episode. As always, the writers and the storytellers, they do deliver, dealing with the fallout from last week. And thank you guys for joining us in the chat room. We love your comments and your questions and your feedback, keeping us honest. But let's get right into it. I mean, you know, we were just left with Darla revealed to Ralph Angel, which is still, like, I'm still upset and hurt, like it happened to me. what did you guys think about, I guess, their distance and just how that whole thing is being played out?
My heart just hurts for Ralph. I agree. That was the one thing that I felt was holding him together, his baby boy Blue, and now to say that that may potentially be something that's taken away from him, I can't imagine what he's feeling and how that's going to change the dynamic of the show as well as Ralph Angel.
Yeah,
I think Kofi did an amazing job on that scene because I felt it. And I feel like we've seen that from him, but not to this degree, because this is the hugest issue this character has dealt with thus far. So that was just heart-wrenching to see that play out. And then I was just worried that he left and he was by himself that whole time.
Yeah.
I think the reaction was warranted. I think we see him throw tantrums over little stuff. It's like, boy.
Yeah, he wasn't whining this time. Yeah, he was really feeling, like, the truth of what.
Yeah. And I feel for Darla too, but like her mom, she's a force, and like a lot of the things that she was saying and just her body language, she's just all up in her face, and it might make you a little uncomfortable. You might not like what mom is saying, but mom is spinning some truth to help Darla understand that, look, you just dropped a bomb on this man. Give him some space.
I like we got what in the chat, a DNA test would solve everything. You get the sense if this were Charlie, she would already have the DNA test. She'd been able to tell him, like, you are not the father, you're the father.
So wait till Charlie find out.
Yeah, Darla is a little kind of like,
well, I think at this point it doesn't even matter because he is his father because he's been playing that role this whole time. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, obviously the DNA, it does
Blue's
matter.
Blue's like five, right?
But Darla hasn't been around this whole time. Yeah. That's been his son. That's been the thing that's kept him going. And the reason behind him acting out is to take care of him and all these things. So I feel like it's almost that point, like, do I even want a DNA test? Do I want to know for sure? Because that might, you know?
What would it change?
It would have been nice if she just snipped the hair in the middle of the night.
Took a hairbrush.
Because, like, if you're going to tell him, you want to give him some certainty. Okay, well, I know it's not you, or it is you.
That's
you know
true,
what I mean?
Right. But I agree. I think, does it really matter, though?
Of course it matters.
To a certain extent, at this point, the role that he plays in Blue's life doesn't really matter.
Blue's about...
And I think that, to me, like, I agree with you 100%. Technically, this is the only man that Blue knows to be his father.
Except
like,
for...
I am more concerned with how this is going to rock Blue more than anything. Like, how is this going to change him and how he views family and how he, like,
but
what
a man
do
out,
with his child?
There's a man out there who that might belong to, who might want to father that child.
There might be several men.
Well,
yeah, it's not like they ran a train anyway, so I don't know.
Listen,
wow.
Mama was justified asking that question, was that the only guy?
I was like, damn, like, what, were there more? Get all up in
That was hurtful. I was like, oh my God, she was really out of it. Like, this just was,
was
bad to
know
worse.
I just want to know what happened that night, because they keep alluding to
like
a train or something.
Something
just
crazy.
Tell us, was it a damn train?
What is it?
Once she said she didn't know what was going on, then several men were obviously involved.
Right.
But there's another guy out there who might want to be a father to this child, so that's why I think that's what matters, is that it may not be Ralph Angel's place.
Why do you have to be right?
Right?
Like, technically, you have a point, but I just selfishly, I really don't give a damn who this guy is. I feel bad for Blue and I feel bad for Ralph Angel because neither one of them deserve this. So Darla, come on, girl.
And I thought it was a really good point. Her mom was like, I love those scenes, that dynamic. And we got a little bit more backstory. So the mom had a drinking problem.
Yeah.
So we know that this addiction runs in their family.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about, I guess, that interplay of... And the mom was just so warm with Darla in a way that we just hadn't gotten yet, obviously.
I think that I'm really glad that they mentioned that, because things like that can be hereditary. Mm-hmm. You know, just having a history of addiction in the family, it makes sense for Darla to now have that as well, because I was wondering who had that. At first, I thought it was the father. So I think that kind of answers some questions for me, but I think it also shows that, like, you know, because at first I looked at her mom and her dad as very judgmental, and now I look at it as, okay, well, they can relate to her on some levels. They're not just this perfect couple that's coming in that's saying they're so disappointed. Now they can say, you know what, I'm speaking from a place of experience. I've been where you are. So it makes her more human. They've humanized her character a little more for me.
And addiction and shame, the cycle of shame, because even the mom said she had to hide when she relapsed because, you know, the father's circles.
I just think it's interesting that Darla's just now finding this out, though. I feel like sometimes understanding your heredity and where you're coming from, it might help you make better decisions or...
But you know how parents hide stuff. Like, they're not always forthcoming with their shit, their baggage. So
if Darla was a child, I mean, she was young at the time, I guess. Or...
But I feel like it would have. I agree. I feel like it would have helped her more during if she would have known that they've dealt with the same things as well. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you just not saying this now?
And I think the fact that she did reveal it, however late it happened in the game, that it did make her whole. I think her confessing to Ralph Angel that this might not be your child made her whole. So Darla, in essence, is winning. She's come full circle, but...
She did carry a relief where I don't feel like she's hiding anything. Yeah. At least when she was with her mom, there was a relaxation in her body language and everything that I felt... That I haven't had. She's always had tension in her body that she's been holding.
It's gone now. Yeah. And the only thing that she has to worry about is if... I think her and Ralph are done. It's a done DZ for them.
How do you come back from this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can.
Even if it is your child, how do you come back
from
this?
Like, you don't trust her at all already.
In any respect, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want it to be over. We're just getting good.
Just getting good. Let's talk a little bit about Micah and I guess his new wokeness.
Thank you, Lord. About time this boy grew some damn balls. Yeah. Like, it's just about damn time, because I was wondering, like, all I really saw him as was like a spoiled brat. He's just whining, complaining about everything, and I was hoping that he got more of his mother's genes, that strong person that spoke up, and now we're starting to see that. So I'm really glad to see him being a little more woke, and he's taking a little more pride in who he is and being a black child, because at first I'm like, okay, cool, you know, is he a little whitewashed a little bit? But the fact that he's starting to stand up, I hope that he really stands up and he speaks up to his white counterparts and he educates them, because I really don't think they're going to understand the importance of what he's saying initially, but I hope that he gets to the point where he can educate them so that they understand why this is an issue for this sword to be on display at his school.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, I relate to Micah a lot, because a lot of my understanding of, you know, even though we've had the knowledge and it's out there about who we are and where we come from, it came full circle with interactions that I've had with the police. Mm-hmm. So I feel like after that whole situation, you know, he has to grieve from that and kind of just regain his grounding. But it's like, you see stuff different. And like he said before,
so you think that woke him up?
I think that absolutely woke him up.
It was a true, like, awakening. Yeah,
for sure. Right. And he's starting to see things that prior he didn't see, he didn't realize, because he had that shield, you know, those rose-colored glasses. But after that experience, it's like you're going to start to see changed. Everything different.
Because we saw things like that in school, but it seemed so far afield. That doesn't touch me until it touches you and realize that's part really of part and parcel of what we're going through today.
As opposed to how they spin it in the history books. It's like, oh, that's just the way it is. Like, no, that's not it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying watching him wake up, and I don't want to rush it. I feel like he already got shaken awake to, like, a reality of who he is in this world.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a beautiful process to see him slowly start to undiscover and, like, pull off these layers and see himself through others' eyes and all those types of things. I think it's just, it's a part of life, and everybody experiences it at different times. And it sucks that this was what woke him up, but
keep going.
At least he's woke, or he's awakening.
I just didn't like the fact that the girlfriend was like, well, you have a voice now, and you gotta talk. I was like, but it sounds like you should be on the same page. Like, why haven't you said anything? Because she was telling him to complain and, you know, make some noise.
I think she doesn't give him courage. She doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't go to the same school. She doesn't have the same background. She doesn't have the same platform. But she's encouraging him to speak his mind, because I feel like she sees that he has an interest. And if that's what he wants to speak up about, go on and do it.
She seems like she's the type that already vocalizes her opinions about different things. So I feel like she's trying to encourage him to go ahead for it and realize I think she said a line about money isn't everything, and that's her talking to him, like, look, you've been spoon-fed, silver spoon, like, nah, that's not how it is, that's not enough.
Like Jay-Z say, you still black.
I hope he's smart about it, though, because you don't want him to be woke, and then he's out of school and can't, you know.
I mean, he has Nova, he has his mom, I feel like he's surrounded by great people that where he can get direction on, as far as how to go about it.
Right, and then to mention he's educating himself, you know, like he's educating his mom. I thought that was really dope to see him doing that. So that means that he's like finding out this information for himself. He's not just, you know, regurgitating what somebody's told him.
But he did get a little judgmental in that scene with his mom, like that she wasn't like fully hyper aware of what was happening.
I appreciated seeing that though.
Me too. I didn't like that. I at least for me, I hate when people go from, oh, I just discovered something new, and I'm going to judge the person who's not quite in tune to where I am right now.
I think that's the beginning of most people when they wake up. They're like, I'm awake. Why aren't you awake? Why aren't you awake? And you start realizing like everybody's not in it. And then slowly but surely you start to find that balance.
And realize they're not about it like that because they've already been in it.
Right. And I also think it shows the dynamic between an older generation and the millennials and how they're approaching it and how they're covering it and dealing with the Black Liberation Movement on their terms, you know, and how sometimes we can get caught up in other worlds. You know, she has other priorities to worry about, caring for him being one, and she's wrapped up in her business and stuff. So that is for you to pass the torch. Is she like, look, boy, I'm woke. I know. Go on and do what you got to do.
And to add on to that, I kind of looked at it as like, Mama, you from here. Like, you've lived here. You're experiencing it right now. Why don't you know about this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I took it as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But speaking of that sort of judgmental attitude, we see Nova get a little bit of some of her own medicine.
Somebody just said that in the chat. Did anyone notice that when the woman told Nova off, she used the same words Nova used when she told off the asshole at the dinner?
Oh, yeah. When they flirt with Dr. Dubois. Yeah, so I thought that was an interesting scene. What did you guys think about wokeness versus wokeness?
First of all, I just want to give a shout out to Erica's character, Naomi, which is a really good friend of mine. Shout out to Naomi. Very, very proud of you.
You did a good job.
Phenomenal. So that was really exciting for me to see just a friend of mine doing that. So big shout out. But I thought it was really, really dope because I feel like it's really cool to see Nova challenge. And I think that she needs that from time to time because I think that, I mean, sometimes I do look at her as a hypocrite.
Why?
I do. I mean, we all know why. You know, with her little boo thing. I really do look at her as a hypocrite, but I think it also challenges her to step her game up, too.
Yeah.
I think it's hard, because I judge people, too. Like, when you have one foot in the streets and one up on the hill, you know, with all the fat white men and they cake and they bread, you feel me? Yeah. So it's hard to be in both worlds. And, in fact, she can't, and she realizes that, and she's being pulled in both directions, you know. I don't know how you deal with that, because I do feel that gap. Like, once you leave the hood, like, that connection, however prevalent it was in raising you up as a human, you know, it kind of severs, and it moves in different ways, and I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but it's just like,
because we need that.
Thought it was interesting, because what happened is exactly what Nova was afraid that would happen if she started working with Mr. Dubois in the way that he was expecting her. Yeah. So she was worried about this, and then it played out. But it's interesting because her argument was kind of what Mr. Dubois was saying. Like, well, it's for a bigger cause. And yes, it was not the best thing. I apologize. But look what happened from that. Yeah. So I think even with that, I feel like her eyes are open to, like, dang, I sounded like her, but I just got this message that we got some funding to do some great stuff. So, I mean,
it's a struggle. It's like, how do you stay connected to the community and still bring the work that affects the community on a bigger scale?
By getting those grants and by getting that money put in the right places, not somewhere that's not going to serve anybody. Right. I think you need someone in and someone out. Where would we be if we didn't have a Jay-Z in a boardroom talking to guys so that we can get this sort of trickle down, really?
I don't know, that's something we could argue about.
But you have someone like Jay-Z who's in boardrooms negotiating meetings,
but he's
negotiating
not really
deals
in the hood no more,
but then he, for Father's Day, he gets all these people out for bail. So, like, that to me is...
Yeah, to give back to the community.
That to me, if we don't have him there, he can't do that.
And I'm not... That's what I'm saying. It's not a bad thing. It's just how do you balance that?
But you do things like... You do things like give that money for bail on Father's Day. Or you know, things like of that nature. Well, she's going to be literally taking this money and giving it to
the community. But still, Jay-Z don't really know where I'm at and, you know...
You want a personal loan?
No, I'm just saying. Just, like, we're not working at the same level. Yeah. So, what... You know what I mean?
In a sense, technically, he can't anymore, because in order for him to be this great leader and to do what he's doing, he can't operate at our level, because then he wouldn't be that leader that he is. And I think for Nova, it's the same thing. Like, in order for her to be this great leader, sometimes I get confused on if she really wants to do it or not. It's not a part-time thing. It's either you're in or you're out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes she's like, well, I only want to help this community. Well, helping this community is still helping that community, because, like, it's regardless of what level it's on, you're still helping the community.
She's being called higher.
And I think she still
wants to go to these events in the hood and show up, like, hey, sister, but she doesn't want to. Does she want to be stagnant? Because she told the character, basically, you're going to be here 30 years from now doing the same shit. Yeah. And that's basically where she is, and she has this opportunity to come out of it. So I just feel like this, I think she just has to decide, what is she going to focus on? Is she going to focus on this woman telling her the negative things of her stepping out of the zone? Or this other woman who's like, hey, I was there. I helped out. Like, I support what you're doing. I feel like there's going to be both in the community who see the good and the bad.
She told Dr. Dubois when she broke up with him that she was going to be that woman that was still there, essentially,
but
right?
But she's not. She's definitely not.
That's why she is a hypocrite in my eyes.
Yeah.
That's why she's a hypocrite.
I don't think she's a hypocrite. I just think she's no different from Micah, no different from Charlie. Like, they're human. You're learning.
I think she's getting woke in a different way.
But how dare
she's
you talk
evolving.
Down to them, though?
She's
but,
evolving.
But
she's
I
evolving,
feel like that's talking down to them, just like she was talking down to Erica's character.
Well, I think that's because Erica got at her.
Yeah,
and
I think she
told her, like, you better watch how you talking to me.
Yeah.
I think that was just a personal
self-defense mechanism.
Like, I'm going to meet you where you at. Don't think I ain't that much out the hood. I'm going to get at you.
But they're, like, her character reminded me. What was the other lesbian character that we saw
Chantel.
That said the same?
There
are going to be more Chantels and more Ericas that are going to come, and they're going to say the same thing to her. Why are these people continuously saying the same thing to you? Because of what you're doing.
Well, no, because I think she's the one that's growing. She's the one that's getting more opportunities to do more for the community in a larger way. And so that's who you're going to attack.
Right, because sometimes their minds may not see it yet. They may not agree.
Not,
like, she's the girl,
like,
telling her you can either be in the boardroom or you can be in the community.
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me where I could be?
But 2 or 3 years from now, she might be in Nova's position, and then she's like, oh, wait
now I get it. Yeah.
So I think that's a real growth.
I think Nova's pregnant.
Why? Where did Nova come from?
I was trying to say she emotional. Y'all wrong
with that. We got a little bit of work with Charlie and Remy as well. Or Charlie, Remy, and I guess Mr. Bennington. What did you guys think about... At first, I thought, is he using his position of power, like Weinstein, to kind of get her out to dinner, that whole deal?
Not but like
she,
Weinstein.
No. But, you know, like, you know,
stop.
I'm the only game in town.
And what you need. Yeah. I have what you need, so.
But she kind of seemed like she was there for it. So what do you guys think about
it? My daddy always told me, you got to use that, but don't let that, you know, be the only thing that's on the table. Like, Remy, you have to use your sexuality as a woman in any industry, but you gotta know, you have to know how to use it. And I think Charlie is flirting with something that she is maybe a little...
She might get burned.
She might be enjoying the flirtation,
well, yeah,
though, right?
He's a handsome white guy. Like, why
is
not?
You know what? He is pretty handsome. But I would say this. I think that he is more her speed than Remy is. And that's why I'm nervous.
Columbia,
I'm nervous because
he's
fine.
School.
He's more her speed.
He's traveled.
He's a little, he got a little snake in him.
Yeah,
I don't like him, but he's fine. And he's a little snake.
And there wasn't that, like, oh, I'm seeing someone. It was like, pause. Oh, like, she kept asking more about the dinner and, like, little long pauses, taking him in. It wasn't more like,
she was enjoying
by the way,
that.
I'm seeing. Yeah, she enjoyed the flirtation.
And Remy
right?
knows that. He That's why it. He was like, hold up. Because he knows that about Charlie.
I think it's a little bit of jealousy, because I feel like Remy wants her to tell him her game plan. And if you notice, every time it's time to tell it, she's like, basically, like, I got this. I do this. And he's kind of like, well, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, it's kind of like a jealousy, a intimidation. He's not really sure where he stands when she gets in this zone of being a mastermind in business. Because it's above him.
I agree with you. Because he is more equally yoked when you think about it.
I think they're going to hook up.
I wouldn't be mad at it, honestly.
And there was that, what was that, that moment?
I don't know if it would be good for them.
It wouldn't be good.
But I
can understand how it could happen.
And there was that moment where he asked her, "Oh, it's serious? So soon after the divorce?" I know from experience where it was like, maybe it is too soon. Maybe it's going to cause her to question.
She's like, "Dang, you're right."
Yeah.
I don't trust him though. I don't trust his little fine self.
But we don't want Remy to be the rebound. So
yeah,
true.
But,
so she can go mess up with.
That's the money.
I feel like he might be bait that the Landry's set up as well. Like, I'm like, girl, don't trust him. But then at the same time, did you see how he was looking at her?
Yeah, it was hard to tell. Remy did say that he's a Beddington, but he's also a Landrian in some way.
She'll probably get burned, but I have a feeling Charlie is the type that needs to touch the fire. She got to put her hand straight in and be like, okay, it's hot. So
I think she's smart enough. Like she said, this is not her first time dealing with men like him. I feel like she knows what it is, and if she doesn't, shame on
her. She's vulnerable right now, though. I still feel like there is a vulnerability to her, and I feel like Remy is not fulfilling all of her needs.
I think she's vulnerable because of Remy, and if she get her head back in the game,
she just wants to get some last week.
She can chart at those five steps, you know, ahead of whatever this guy has got cooked
but
up.
Now the steps have to. Accommodate Remy,
that's going to change everything. Right.
But I think his warning was good for her, is that you always think you have this handled, or you always think you know exactly how it's going to play out. So I think that is her flaw. That is going to probably always be her weakness, is that she thinks she's so prepared that she's got it.
Right.
And before she knows it, she might be in bed with Landry and not know what's happening.
I agree with Kat Harlem. She says, this is the Remy I don't like. When Charlie is in business mode, he tries to knock her down a peg. And I feel like he does that.
Yeah. And I think that we're starting to see a sign of weakness from Remy. Like, some insecurities from him. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him this emotional. Like, he's showing signs of jealousy. He's showing signs of insecurity.
Well, this dude's taking your girl out.
He likes her. Like, you could tell he really, really likes her. And not to mention, she said, I don't even know if I want to have kids with
or
you.
Or get married.
Or get married. And you still continue to stay?
They don't even know each other. That's what they're doing. That's what dating is supposed to be, getting to know each other. Yeah. So as they get to know each other, at some point they're going to be like, all right, this ain't going to work, or this is awesome.
They're not young, and that's my thing. I feel like Remy might be setting himself up for failure with her. I don't feel like it's going to work.
Me either.
I do think.
I want them to try.
But yeah, it's been like they have these great moments, and they do connect on this level that obviously has drawn us all in. So that's why it's sort of like, let it work. But then you step back, you're like, I don't think it's going to.
I just want them to do it.
I think what she likes about Remy is that he is simple, and he's not like Davis or the Landry's. Like, it's this simple hometown New Orleans feel, and she gets away from the business. But the business is who she is, too. So it's just a conflict for her. Like, okay, can I be with this long term? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
We do know who's in it for the long haul, though.
Oh, yeah. So you mean Vi and Hollywood?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, girl.
I want to get to the happy relationship. It was nice to see that beauty and, I guess, that honesty and that truth. And have him be in her corner. Like, he's been trying to tell her, I got your back. Mm-hmm. But I did think, because, like, growing up, you can't touch your mom's purse. So the minute he was in the purse, I was like, she's going to break up with him. It's over. So what do you guys think of their scenes?
The whole time I was just thinking, damn, I want me a Hollywood.
Yeah, I was watching your face the whole time. I'm like, look at Angie.
Like, damn, I want one. I want me a Hollywood. Like, I really do.
Are we all looking for
a
Hollywood?
I think every woman is looking for, or deserves a Hollywood, at least. I saw that on Twitter, and that's so real. We all deserve Hollywood.
I just want to make PSA. If there are three Hollywoods out there, we have three amazingly beautiful black queens that are looking for a Hollywood. Well, please let us know.
We do know that Hollywood is the place where dreams are crushed. So maybe
we should rephrase it. But no, I thought it was beautiful. I do feel like that initial reaction he had, that was a great scene of, for Hollywood too, when he found out. And yeah. I feel like that initial reaction is exactly why Aunt Vi is so scared to tell everybody, because you could see the hurt and like the fear that he had with that information. So I'm like, this is exactly why she didn't want to tell anybody, but I'm so glad he's supportive and told her, like, I'm gonna be there with you when you tell everybody else. Like,
and that last scene with Vi and just saying take it back, because how many times have we been in a situation where we're like, you know, it's Vi in one moment and then a piece of information changes everything. Just take it back.
Jesus.
I just feel like, how many times have we made it through a situation because mama or auntie was praying for us and we didn't even know, right? That was a really powerful scene.
And and we will have Tina Lifford in here next week, so that'll be so great. She'll be here full of health, you know. So that'll be great to have her in. What do we got in the chat?
We gotta be patient.
We gotta be patient.
They're in church. Christian Mingos, no, thank you.
And for you guys, if you guys in the chat, if you have questions for Tina Lifford next week, feel free to comment them on the video, and we'll get to those, and we'll make sure we ask a couple of those next week.
Match.com. They're serious about Match.com, huh?
I do want to give some props to the writers real quick before we move on to another topic. I want to give props to the writers about all the topics that are being talked about within these past few episodes. They are topics that we really need in our communities, especially how to deal with illness, you know, how to deal with you know, relationships, how to deal with loss, because I feel like that's something that as Black people and as Black families we're still learning how to deal with. So I think it's dope. I like it.
It's great because it encapsulates the conversations that we are having, and then we get to see them on TV and then have them again in another way. That connects us. Yeah. It was just like living as a Black person, being in fear is not a bad thing in terms of that's the safest way to live. And you think about that, and it makes complete sense, and then it's a real sadness when you have, like, why is that the safest way for me to live? Why do I feel comfortable living in a state of fear constantly?
Right, and you don't have to.
I really appreciate the way that we're navigating these topics from the perspective of the Black family dynamic. Like, that for me is, because I wouldn't be able to do it without
my family, and especially that take it back. I just dealt with a situation like that this past weekend. Take it back, and that was definitely my prayer. And I think we need to know that it's okay to have that prayer. Take it back, Lord.
And it's okay to be vulnerable. Like, you know, Auntie Vi, her whole thing was that she just didn't want people to know because she didn't want to be, you know, a burden on the family.
And then here come Ralph drunk and she's needed again. She has to be the center again.
Regardless of what she has going on.
Yeah, so I feel like hopefully some of these issues, you know, we eventually work out in our communities and we're able to kind of, like, get to a place of strength.
And healing.
And healing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, living fearlessly.
Somebody say they need an Aunt Vi shit.
Yeah, forget the Hollywood. I need me an Aunt Vi.
My Q dogs down in Texas are, for the most part, Hollywood.
You guys got some traveling to do.
Pull up in the lab, check.
So tell me now, predictions.
Ooh.
Okay, my prediction, I think, based on that scene with Nova, I feel like she's going to end up running back into Mr. Dubois and rekindling that, because I feel like she had some epiphanies from that conversation. If she didn't, then she is a hypocrite. And she's weird if she doesn't hit him up.
But them cues.
That's really my main prediction. I'm really curious where Nova's going, honestly. Yeah.
I think Nova is going to try to reapproach Dr. Dubois, but he's going to be with a white girl.
Get out.
And Darla and Blue, they're going to go away for a while. Yeah. And Ralph is going to have to figure out what his world means, reevaluate that whole situation. And Hollywood is going to step up. And I feel like he is really going to take reins as being the center of that household, that family, like being that figurehead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to agree with you. I think that Darla and Blue are going to go and spend some time with her family since that was offered in the show. I think that that damn Bennington is going to get to our Charlie because he's so smooth and he knows what he's doing. And I just don't trust this man to save my life. I don't trust him. I feel like the Landrys are in on it. They know that she's vulnerable. And I think that Remy is going to break up with her.
Well, I think that she is going to fall in some sort of relationship with Bennington. And I think it's going to be trouble when she wants to leave that relationship, but there's a business relationship as well. And I don't think it's sinister. I think they'll both just kind of hook up, and then she'll kind of maybe want to stop it, but then she'll have this other business thing to consider. I think Mike is going to get himself in some trouble. Private school, I can already see him breaking that glass. And I think Micah is probably still filled with anger. You know, I think there was that sadness and the shame, but then you go through these steps, and I think that anger is probably starting to bubble up. So he's getting woke because the anger is kind of rising to a little bit of a level.
Still have the anger. I don't know what to do with it. I would love to see Michael work through that.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get you that Hollywood soon. might need that to chill you out.
The cute ass down in Texas. Where are y'all?
We want to thank you guys for joining us in the chat. This was an awesome conversation.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to next week. I think we're going to have a lot to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you guys for joining us. Again, my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Hey guys. It's Miss Candy Marie. You can find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie and on Twitter at Sweet Candora TV.
And it's Angie Skates. You can find me on Twitter at Angie_Skates and on the gram at Big_Ange.
And it's your girl Kels. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Urban Gypsy LA.
And we'll be back with Auntie Vi, Tina Lifford, next week. See you guys next week.
Tune in.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.